In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Follow me. Here, wrapped up in two little words, is the essence of faith and discipleship. There are no fancy gimmicks of persuasion, no promises of lives lived in infamy, no cruise offers if you just listen. Only two little words. Follow me. It's not even a specimen of fine rhetoric, a verb with subject implied and its object. The subject, of course, is Levi, and its object, Jesus. Follow me. With these words, Jesus calls Levi to be his disciple, that is, to abide in his discipline. He calls him to abide in his teaching. Levi wasn't looking for a rabbi. He probably didn't even know that Jesus existed until he showed up at the tax booth that day. He hadn't filled out a request for a rabbinical visit due to some felt need. He wasn't expecting this visitor in response to some clever advert. He was simply doing his duty, minding his own business when the call came. Follow me, Jesus called, and his words brought about what they said. They accomplished the purpose for which they were sent. And so Levi arose and followed him. Follow me. The call goes out to you. Jesus calls you with these words as if to say, hey, you there, in the third pew, second to the left. Yeah, you. Follow me. Your problem, however, is that you do not want to follow. You want to lead. In fact, you despise any notion of being subject to anyone or anything. You pride yourself on your freedom and independence. Follow? Thanks, but no thanks. I'm no lemming. I am quite capable of setting my own future, quite capable of making my own destiny. Thank you very much. What's more, you actually resent the fact that you need to follow, that you need to be led, that you need help. Your indignation at such a call, therefore, aligns you with the Israelites, your fathers, in the wilderness. You fall in the long line of those who have chosen their own paths. You have deceived yourselves. You have not looked at yourselves properly. For the question is not whether you are a slave or free, whether you will follow or lead. That is not the question. For all who sin are slaves to sin. The question is, who will your master be? Who will lead you? Whom will you follow? True freedom is having the right master. True freedom is following the right leader. But you will have a master, and you will nevertheless be led. And so Jesus calls, follow me. And as it was with Levi, so it is with you. His call accomplishes the purpose for which it was sent. His words do what they say. He calls you to be his disciples, to abide in his discipline, his teaching. He calls you not because of any merit or worthiness in you. It is not of your own doing. He calls you because of who he is and because of what he has done. His call is issued from his elective grace, his divine goodness and mercy. He calls, he gathers, he enlightens. He does it as he has said. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Follow Jesus. But to where? He leads you to the very place you need to go. He leads you to death. He leads you to the cross. He kills you in order to make you alive. He brings you down to Sheol only to raise you up. He humbles you in order to exalt. He affects fear and wrath only to affect hope and mercy. He leads you to the promised land through the waters of holy baptism, as he did with his people Israel through the Red Sea and the River Jordan. He leads you to that land flowing with milk and honey, the heavenly banquet where you feast on the enriching milk of his body given and the sweet honey of his blood shed, all rich in grace and the forgiveness of sin. He leads you out of the bondage of sin and death by painting the doorposts of your tongues with his precious blood so that the angel will pass you by. Follow me, he cries. To death I lead you so that you may have life and have it abundantly. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.